From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In their first strategic dialogue since President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met in April, senior U.S. and Chinese leaders met in Washington Wednesday with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned and nuclear missile program.
We reaffirmed our commitment to implement in full all relevant U.N. Security Council resolutions. For example, we both agreed that our companies should not do business with any U.N.-designated North Korean entities in accordance with these resolutions.
Tillerson emphasized the importance of cutting off all sources of revenue from Pyongyang's illicit activities.
China understands that the United States regards North Korea as our top security threat. We reiterated to China that they have a diplomatic responsibility to exert much greater economic and diplomatic pressure on the regime if they want to prevent further escalation in the region.
Tillerson and Defense Chief Jim Mattis met China's State Counselor Yang Jiechi and Army Chief General Fang Fenghui to discuss maritime tensions in the South China Sea, counterterrorism, and efforts to improve military-to-military contacts. The UN's peacekeeping chief Wednesday said a unilateral ceasefire declaration by the government of South Sudan has not materialized and the country remains unstable. Jean-Pierre Lacroix told the Security Council hostilities persist despite a ceasefire commitment by President Salva Kiir. He said the people are desperate for peace.
More than half of the country requires food aid despite its tremendous potential for food production. One-third of the country's population is displaced.
He said fighting is man-made, the result of the deliberate decisions by all entities to prosecute and sustain armed conflict to achieve political goals. This is VOA News.